Case number 9638, Larry Bonner, east of Bunning Avenue, 100 feet north of Virginia Avenue, being Lot 3, Section D, within LP Fawcett Inc. lots, a variance from a front yard setback requirement, a variance from the minimum square footage for a duplex.
State your name and address.
Larry Bonner, 555 Bunning Avenue, Fenwick Island.
Okay, do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Good evening. My name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sargula Canales, and I represent Mr. Larry Bonner, seated to my left, who has applied for a variance from the front yard setback requirement as well as a variance from the minimum square footage requirement in order to construct a duplex on his property. Like I said, Mr. Bonner is seated to my left and will be available to answer in any and all questions that the board may have with regard to this application. Mr. Bonner purchased the property on May 28, 2004. The property is located east of Bunting Avenue in Fenwick Island and is known as Lot 3, Section D, within the LP Fawcett's Inc. lots. Mr. Bonner seeks to construct a duplex on the subject property, which is a permitted use within the C1 General Commercial District. Mr. Bonner submitted a survey along with his application, which contained a sketch of the dimensions of the proposed duplex. The survey establishes that the front of the proposed duplex will be approximately 25.3 feet from the front property line and therefore will be in violation of the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet by approximately 4.7 feet. Therefore, a variance from that front yard setback requirement is necessary in order to construct the duplex as proposed. The survey also establishes that the square footage of the proposed duplex will be 5,029 square feet and will also be in violation of the minimum square footage requirement for a duplex, which is 7,260 square feet by 2,231 square feet. Therefore, it's also necessary to obtain a variance from that minimum square footage requirement in order to construct the duplex as proposed. I'd like to note that there are similar square footage variances as well as setback variances that have been approved by the board for both adjoining and neighboring properties, including variances to BZ Builders, which was case number 7483-2001, Lewis Heon, case number 8803, and Richard Tingle, which was case number 7267. And all the variances were for the same purpose, to construct multifamily dwellings. The property does have an unusual characteristic of size and shape. As you can tell by the survey, the lot is very narrow, and it is very similar to the other lots, which both adjoin and are neighboring to this property, which have obtained these similar variances. There are many other duplexes and multifamily structures in the area. Therefore, the variances will not have an adverse effect on the surrounding area. The variances are necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property due to the narrowness of the lot. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. In fact, it will be both compatible and consistent with neighboring uses, as it is predominantly multifamily use and is zoned commercial. And the variance will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the lease modification of the regulation in issue. Mr. Bonner, if you could step up to the podium. One question for you. Are all of the facts that I presented to the board tonight true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Correct.
Do you have any further testimony to present to the board?
No, I think you presented it all.
Okay. The board have any questions for either me or Mr. Bonner?
Okay. Mr. Whitman, do you have any further questions? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay.
I thank you for consideration of our application and request that you approve the variances as presented.
Thank you. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move we approve case number 9638, as I believe it is unique in the size of the lot and the location.
Have a second.
And I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We have approved several variances of the same kind in the area. Second.
Yeah, motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 9638. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.